Okay, today's daf Kuf Lamed Hey, and we're actually on daf Kuf Lamed Hey, first word, top line. So we're discussing further where a man says what the story is with his wife or his children, and we don't really know. So do we believe him or not? So the next case is as follows. Ahu Gavra, there's a guy, Koshachet, he was on his deathbed. Amrulei, and they said to him, "No, it's a Salaman, what's with your wife when you die? You're almost going to die. So what's with her? What's her status?" So Amalahu, he tells them, Chazil l'kohana rabba. She's fit for the Kohen Gadol. Now, Rashbam points out, doesn't mean that, because she's a married woman, so she's not a Bethula, so she can't marry the Kohen Gadol no matter what. What he meant to say was, she's not falling to Yibam. That's what he meant to say. In other words, she can't even marry a Kohen. What he's saying is, I divorced her, therefore, my rotten brother, she's not going to fall to him. He made a statement, she can marry the Kohen Gadol. Rashbam says, Lav daf, because she can marry the Kohen, she can't even marry a Kohen. But she's not falling to Yibam. That's what it meant. That's what she meant to say. Tosfos has another pshat. Look at the third to last line of Tosfos. On the top Tosfos, third to last line. Varav Menachem Garis. You see it there? Chazi l'kuhuna. Not kahana rabba, kuhuna. Kloma, you know what that means? Ein hazekuka l'Yibam. She's not falling to Yibam. V'chozeres l'kuhunas beinasha l'echol chuma. She can go back to her father and continue eating chuma over there. In other words, I don't have any brothers. And we don't have any children. I'm going to die. And then she's a single girl. She goes back to her father. She's a Bas Kohen. What's the halacha when a Bas Kohen marries a guy and the guy dies without children? She can go back to her. She can continue. He's Israel. Once she married him, she can't eat truma anymore. She married to Israel. If he dies, she can go back home. If she has kids, she can't.
So it's only if he dies.
That's a different shot. That's what he's saying. He's saying, I'm going to die, but I don't have any brothers. I don't have any brothers. I don't have any children. So she's going to be an almana no yibum, no chalitza, nothing going on. So she can go back. She can go back. That's what he meant to say when kahana rabba. She can continue to eat truma. Either way, the Tosfos is better because it makes more sense. The Rashbam, she can marry a kohen gadol. She can't marry a kohen gadol. She can't even marry a kohen. So what did he say that for? He meant to say she's not falling to yibum. So say she's not falling to yibum. I say it's such a strange way. Okay, that's what he meant to say. That has to be that. No one in their right mind would think she can marry a kohen gadol. She's not a basula, and she can't even marry a Kohen. Okay? Good?
We had enough focus yesterday with somebody to leave.
We're going to go right now. Amar Rava, my Nechushle. My Nechushle. Why not? What are you worried about? What are you worried about? In other words, the guy said, I divorced her. It's basically what he said. Not Tosfos' pshat. According to Rashbam. That's why Tosfos doesn't fit really in, because what's Gemara's next question then?
Right.
According to Tosfos, what's the Gemara asking now?
It's done with.
She no children, no brothers. That's it. She's going to go home. So going to, it's a hard shot to fit into the next question. So the Rava, Amar Rava, my nechush. What should we worry about? What should be the worry, right? Ha'amar Rav Chiya bar Rava, Amar Rav Yochanan, Baal she'amar garashti es ishti neman. You believed. We said that yesterday. Look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam of Ha'amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, right? It's the second. It's the second, third little skinny line up there, right? Amar of Chibra Abba, the high nami haki kamar. Here's he saying the same thing. Garashti is ishti. I divorced already. The chazil alma. She's mutter to marry the whole world. And we said this yesterday, but here's where he says it in black and white. Umil the kahana asira. She can't marry a kohen. She's not falling to Yibam, but she cannot marry a kohen. Why not? Because he says, I divorced her. She's a divorced woman. No one told us divorce. No one knows anything about it. But that's what he says. So we believe him regarding the fact that she's not falling to Yibam. She cannot marry a Kohen. Right? The halopat reading law, elamitainas garashtias ishti vigarusha pasula Kohen. The whole thing is based on the fact that he says, she's divorced, I divorced her. She's not falling to my brother, but therefore she can't marry a Kohen. Shari ainan if teres patainas yishli banim. He didn't say that. He didn't say I have children. That's not what his taina was. Right? The who mukhs the glove begavad, the ain't love on him. We know there's no children. We know. How do we know? We know. There's no children. We never saw a child over there. No one ever came to shul. No one ever. No brits, no kiddush, nothing. No one has no children. So he says, I divorced her. And therefore, she's not falling to Yibam. Fine, we'll believe him. But, she can't marry a Kohen. Why do we believe him? We believe him because he has the biyado to do it right now. That's what we said yesterday. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Amalei Abaya. V'akiyasa Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar Rabbi Yochanan Baal She'amar Garashtis Ishti Einu Neman. If a guy is a divorced wife, he's not believed. Why is he not believed? We said yesterday, because people know about that. How a guy walks into shul? By the way, I was divorced years ago. What do you mean? No one heard. No, you, these things usually generate a call. There's a bezdin that has to be there. There's edim. What do you? No one heard. It's a little unusual. So we don't believe you if you say that. So we answered this already. Amalei v'lav misha ninhu kan. What didn't v'lav misha ninhu? Didn't we answer this yesterday? How did we answer it? Kan l'mafreya. Kan l'haba. L'mafreya. You're not believed. Why? Why should we believe you? Right? So to say I divorced her 3 months ago, you're not believed. Why? Because we would have heard about that. But to say I divorced starting from today, that we believe you, because it's better to do it right now. Call over the sofa. Right now you can do it. So that's the difference. So we already have this distinction. So why should we suspect if a guy said on his deathbed, I divorced her. Right? She's fit for the kohen gadol. What he meant to say was, no yibim. Why don't we believe him? Be yadol lagasha right now. So the Gemara answered. So Rava says, what's the problem? What are you worried about? What are you worried about? That's only l'mafreya. You're right. L'mafreya, we don't believe him because we have no reason to believe him. But mikan l'haba, we believe him. So the right, and we said an afkamina was. What if she was mezana with somebody? He says he divorced her 6 months ago. 3 months ago, two eidim say she was with another man. So is she an ashes ish? We said 100%. Why? Because we don't believe him regarding what happened in the past. Right? Then we said, what if he said it in the past, but the event happened in the future? That was a kasha the Gemara had. But we don't believe you in the past. So Rava says, but what do you want? He's saying on the death right now. We believe him for the future. What's the problem? So listen to this answer. Abai says, Vashnuye nekem. So the Abaye says, "Vashnuye nekem v'lismuch." What you're going to paskin based on that distinction? Says Abaye. Right. Vashnuye. Look at the Rashbam. Vanana ashnuye. Dilma, maybe Amaroi ninu the pligi aliba de Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe the Amaroi were arguing on Rabbi Yochanan. The ikal amanda amar ain't on them and a few lahaba. Maybe there's someone out there who holds not believed. That's one way to answer this issue, this stira. What's the only way? Says Abaya. It's the only way. It's much more suspicious. It's very suspicious over here. There's much more evidence, much more raglayim, that there is no divorce. Why? No one heard a word about this. Right? The im girsha, kala havalela milsei. There would have been a call. So says Abaya, the guy's on his deathbed. The guy's on his deathbed, and he says he divorced his wife. So if it's in the past, we don't believe him. If in the future, Sabai says that's the only way to answer that ish, that stira. The only way you could come up with is the kan lahaba. Maybe someone says even lahaba, you don't believe you. And says Rava, you know what? You're right, Rava. You're right, Abaya. Amalei Rava Lerav Nasam Rami Chushla. We have to be suspicious. Says the Rashbam, Ka'abaya. Like Abaya. V'ti asr l'shuk. She's not permitted to the shuk. Why? Because there's no evidence that she's divorced.
What?
That's what we answered yesterday. That's what we answered yesterday. Migu, believe me that I divorced her.
Right.
Because I can do it right now. Right. That's so, says Abaya, that's not such a strong Migu. Maybe somebody, no, he's saying, I'm not saying it's not a strong Migu. It could be a wonderful Migu. But Abaya says, maybe someone argues on that. We thought of a way to answer that problem. Some seem to say, if a guy says he divorced his wife, he's believed. Some say he's not believed. How do you answer that? So we made a whole distinction between Mikan Lahaba and Lafreya. Says Abaya, maybe someone argues on the halba issue. You're so willing to be matar and ashes ish? To matar yibum? Not so willing to do that. So says Rav, you know, you're right. You're right. On second thought, it's a little bit strange. We don't have any evidence he divorced her. Migu, he could divorce. Lamaisa on his deathbed. Right? Lamafreya, everybody holds we don't believe you. So says Rav, you know what? It's a little suspicious.
Can we ask the woman? We can't ask
her. No, you can't ask her. What? No, I don't think you can ask her. What? She said she lost it. She'll say she lost it. What? What? Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's saying, but divorces usually have a buzz. They usually have a buzz, right? When people get divorced, you hear about it and you talk about it by Shalosh. Usually, that's what happens, right? So here, nothing. It's a little suspicious. The Rimi Gash asks an interesting question. He says, yesterday we said, what's the difference between not when a guy says I divorced my wife, do we believe him? So now we're saying not really. But when a guy says I have kids, we do believe him. We said that yesterday.
Yeah, we said that was the beginning of the mission.
What? Right. If a guy says I have kids, believe me. What's the difference? Now we're saying if you say you have divorce, we don't believe you. Why not? What? Right. That's the three Megash answers. What?
Stakes are higher.
Right, right. No. What do you mean? If he says he has kids, she's not falling to Yibam.
Exactly.
But if he says he divorced her, he's also not falling to Yibam. But then we don't believe you, and by the kids, we do believe you. So the Rimi Gash gives a similar answer. He says, because when you say I have kids, you're not talking about the marriage.
Right.
You're not talking about the marriage. You're talking about a consequence of the marriage, which is what? Kids. Here, you're talking about the marriage itself. Much more machmer. Well, much more machmer. It's the same result, maybe, but still, it's not the same thing. Right? Same bottom line, maybe.
Right.
For this situation.
But, right.
Okay. Very good. Now, next. Hahu, there was once a guy, de havi muchzak lon de lesle achi. He presented himself to the world, he was muchzak, as a guy that didn't have any brothers. No brothers. No one ever heard, he walked around as the only child. He grew up that way. No one has any story about any brothers. Not only that, Vamar Bishas Misa to Les Le'achi. On his deathbed, he says, by the way, I have no brothers. Meaning, when I die, my wife will not fall to Yibam. Amar B'Yosef, my Le'chishla. What's the issue over here? Chada, first of all, the Muchzak Lod to Les Le'achi. He has Muchzak, he has no brothers. But oh, and also, Amar Bishas Misa to Les Le'achi. He even said it. So what more we said we don't believe you if you say that, but it just substantiates and confirms what we already know. What's the issue? So Amale Abaya says Ha'amri. But wait a minute, Ha'amri. They said the Ika Eidim in Medina Tayam. But maybe the Eidim in Medina Tayam the Yadi the Isleachi, who know that he has brothers. So how could we allow a wife to be matter anyone she wants? There's a suspicion here that there are brothers. So he answers back, who is this? Rabbi Yosef, Hashtem Mihas Lesna who come on. But they're not here. The Edom are not here, those Edom. Lav Hainu Rabbi Chanina? Isn't this the same story as Rabbi Chanina? Tom Rabbi Chanina, who said, Edom Bitzad Istan Vitiyaser? What? Edom in the North Pole somewhere, are going to offer these women? That case was about these women that were captured. So they walked into Bezin one day, and they said, by the way, we were captured by Goyim, but we were not violated. So we said, this is Shubis, and we said they believed. Why? Pesha Asher, Pesha Hitter. They could have kept quiet. They could have not said a word. But they came to say we were captured, but the guy didn't touch us. He left us alone. Then we were not violated at all. Pesha Asher, Pesha, they believed. So the Gemara, they said, well, maybe there's an Edom somewhere. Maybe the Edom that saw something happen, so they saw that Shitaka was violated. So the answer is, they're not here. They're in the North Pole. Where are they? Tosfos says, not only that, the whole issue of Edom is, you have to know there are Edom. Not maybe there are Edom. Maybe there are Edom. If maybe there are Edom, nothing will ever get off the ground in this world. Right. Maybe there are Edom that say something. Someone walked in and said, I know there are Edom. Not maybe there are Edom. I know there are Edom that saw, I didn't see. But I know Edom saw that X and Y happened. Tosfos says, if that's true, then we would never let any... In other words, if a guy walks in and says, we're Edom in China, that said, they saw that she was Mazana. Or there is a brother. If someone said that, then we for sure would not matter her. Why? There's Edom out there. I don't care where they are. I don't care if they're here or not. But to come and to say, well, maybe there's Edom. Maybe there's Edom. That's nothing. That's a suspicion, and if you have to say maybe there were Edom, nothing will ever happen in this world. Right? Maybe there were Edom that say otherwise. No. If we have a valid, an authentic representation, that there are Edom that happen, and no testimony, then we'll have to wait for them. Okay, I tell you. So, by the case of the women that were captured, says Rabbi, who is this? Rabbi Chanina, what? Do we aid them maybe in the North Pole? What does that do with us? These women came in, Pesha Asa Pesha Hitta, we have no suspicions, no one said to aid them anywhere. Maybe they're aid them? That's not going to fly. So Amalei Abaya, wait a minute, in a kilu b'shvuya, we're going to be makel over here by these captive women. Right? We don't read the parentheses. Nekel b'eshes ish? Fine, so what's the downside with these women if they were violated? What's the downside? Chances are that they were violated, it was not baratzon. Chances are it was ba'onet. So they can't marry a Kohen. That's the only thing they can't do. And if they marry a Kohen, what's the end of the world? It's only all alive. So we'll make it, we'll believe them. Why would they come to Bezin and make up? We were captured, but nothing happened. What, they need too much attention? So chances are it's Pesha, Asa, Pesha, it's a very valid taina. You're saying it's suspicious, maybe there are Edom out there, there are no Edom. And even if there are Edom, what's the downside over here already? The worst that's going to happen is alive. Nekel be'eshes ish? Eshes ish is totally different. Eshes ish, you have mamzerim issues. Yeah. We're allowing an eshes ish based on the fact that he said he doesn't have any brothers. Right? Amale Ravalor of Nasan Barami, you're right. Chushla. We have to be suspicious. What does chushla mean? So the Rashbam says, Nekel be'eshes ish bitmiya. We're going to be makel by Eish Hazish, the Ik Iser Chenek, that's very severe, Hare, he becheskas Iser Ar Ata. She was a cheskas Iser till now. Why? Because she was married. V'al ta tirena mi Suffolk. We can't matter her from Suffolk. Kivon da omri inchi de Ike Edim din Zayam. She's a kukul Ibam. There are Edim out there that say she's a kukul Ibam. Chushla, Ka'abaya. I'm sorry, that's the one. Ka'abaya. V'lo tinase, v'lo chalitza. She cannot get married without chalitza. Who's giving her chalitza? Who's doing this chalitza?
The possible brother.
He said there's no brothers. We know there's no brothers. Never saw a brother. Never, right? He made simchas. No brother ever showed up. Now there are Edom, according to Tosfos, there are Edom, for sure, Vada Edom somewhere in the world, that know that there is a brother. Not that there's maybe Edom. There has to be Edom.
So she's
going to wait around till these two Edom come from the North Pole, tell you who the Ed is, tell you who the brother is, and that brother's going to have to do a chalitza misafek. Why? Because for Eishes Ish, we're very machmer. Very far-fetched. And the other Duhal Dis Lamaisa, it's very far-fetched. Right? Good? Okay, next.
So, in other words, in this situation, it's not that there's a suffix. It's not, in other words, is there Edom, or is this?
No, there has to be, because there are Edom. Not maybe there are Edom somewhere, so let's wait around for a few years and see what happens. Yeah. See who turns up. Now that will never fly. That will never. Tosfos says it must be there are Edom. Look inside. Look at it. Hachi Perusho. Second Tosfos. Hayatza kol hacha sha'omrim the ik Edom. Kim b'dinas hayam. V'logras yinam v'ha ik Edom b'dinas hayam. Not that maybe there are. Da vadai the ik Edom b'dinas hayam. Im kein my kamer hashdamia halesnu. They're not here. What do you mean they're not here? So what if they're not here? They're over there. The fact that they're not here is irrelevant. We're never going to be in Choshesh. Maybe there are Edom. That's never going to fly. Therefore, what does it mean? There are Edom. How could you matter? There are Edom. So where are they? They're not here right now, but there are Edom in the world. I know. Oh, well, then we have to wait for them. Right?
Interesting answers on the note here.
Yeah. Right. So they'll have to investigate these Edom. Maybe they're full of baloney. But at least there are Vada Edom somewhere. Not possible Edom. Vada Edom. So it could be it's baloney. We'll have to investigate that. Okay, that's right. And if the Edom hold up to all the scrutiny, then Shitaka has to go through Chalitza. We can't allow the Yibam. Because that will never allow. Because there's still a suspicion he's not the brother. So to allow Yibam, that we're never going to allow. Who said he's the brother? I mean, after all, he's been lived his whole life without a brother. All right, you found Edom, I tell you he has a brother. It's very lovely. We're not going to allow Yibam. Okay. Next story. Ze achi eino neman. Okay, so this mishnah said as follows. Let's say you have four brothers. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Four brothers. And all of a sudden, one day, Yehuda walks in and says, you know, this guy over here, Yisachar, he's our long-lost brother. Reuben, Shimon, and Levi say, I don't know anything about this. And Yehuda says, no, I'm telling you, Yisachar's our brother. So the halacha is as follows. If the father Yaakov dies, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi get their chalik of Yerusha. Yehuda has to split his with the Yisachar. Because he's the only one that said he's a brother. However, if Yisachar dies, then Reuven, Shimon, Levi also inherit Yisachar as a brother. Now that seems completely unfair. Why should that be? Right? The brothers who didn't want to buy into this, they get from their father, they don't have to give a nickel. The other way around, they get the full Yerusha. Right? So, Ze'achi Eino Neman. So that's the case. So the Idach, Maika Amri. What are the other brothers saying over here? What's Reuben, Shimon, and Levi think? Ika Amri Achunahu. If they agree he's their brother. Amayitol Imo Bechelko Vesulo. Why does only Levi have to give Yerusha, not the rest of them? Ela Dika Amri Lava Achunahu. To say he's not my brother. To say we're not. He's not. So aim a seifa. Look at the seifa. Naflu lo nechasim bimakom acher. If the Yisachar fellow dies, Yirshu achavimo. Everybody inherits. V'amri le lavachunu. But they said he's not my brother. Why are they inheriting? Why is it not fair like this? So the Gemara says no. Lo tzuricha. The case is deka amri ein anu yodin. These three brothers, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, we don't know. Not yes. Not we don't know. We just don't know. We pasha don't know. So look at the Rashbam. Deka amri ein onu yodim. Right? Hilkoch, therefore, lo shakul minai hu midi. They, when Yaakov dies, they don't have to split anything with Yisachar. Why not? The amri lay, I see raya. They'll tell Yisachar, you bring a raya, we'll gladly give you. Right? You bring a raya, we'll gladly chip in with you. We'll gladly divide up with you. If you're the brother, welcome to the family. We'll gladly. You don't have a raya, we're not giving you. And what about the other way around? Ukishemeis Hain, Yorshinoso. When this Yisachar fellow dies, this Reuben, Shimon, and Levi do inherit. Why? Mikolach Achihen Hachai, from the Yehuda's testimony, Shemod Lehen Sheoso Asafik Achihen Haya. He's testifying that he is a brother. I know he is. You guys don't know, but I know. It's good enough for him, it's good enough for the three of them. And they will also inherit when Yisachar dies. That's what the Rashbam says. Okay? What's this called? What's another way of saying this whole Gemara? Another way of saying it is, Bari Vashema, Bari Adif. He's a Bari, they're a Shema, they don't know. He's a Bari. Bari wins. Right?
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, Amar Rava, so merit. I'll tell you the following story. Now that you've told me this halacha, Manali Biodecha, I walk over to you and say, you owe me $100. Fala Omer Eni Odeya, and you say, I don't know. I don't know. What's the halacha? Potter. You potter. Why you potter? This Yisachar walks over and says, I'm your brother. Give me dad's estate. I'm a bari. Right? They say, we have no idea. Potter. You want it? Bring a raya. But the second case is not the raya. The raya is from the first one. The first one, when Yaakov dies, Yisachar does not inherit. He only inherits from Yehuda. Doesn't inherit from Reuben, Shimon, Levi. Why not? He's a Bari. They're a Shema. They don't know. The Gemara said, they don't know. Right? So what does the Rashbam say? Bring a raya. You bring a raya, we'll have to give you. Without a raya, we're not giving you. Just because you said you're certain, that doesn't count for anything. Right? Just because you said you're certain, that doesn't count for beans. You know, we'll give you. Says Rava, what do you see from here? Bari v'shema, lav bari adif. Right? So Tosfos asks, then how come, by the case of, if I say, okay, so Omar, we'll do the answer in a minute. Abaya Omar, Abaya says no. La'olam, ch'emalach, chayiv. Really, I could tell you, normally, throughout Shas, Bari Vashema, Bari Adif. Really, I'll tell you, Bari Vashema, Bari Adif. So how come over here, the brother says, I'm a brother, and the other brothers say nothing, we don't know, Bari Vashema, how come it's Potter? Lav Bari Adif, why? So Vashini Hach, here it's different. It's not a case of I walk over to you and say, you owe me $100. That's not the case. De kimana la'acher bi'adach dami. I walk over to you and I say, you owe him $100. I'm trying to be mechayev you to pay him. What? That guy says, I have no idea. That's not the case of Bari Vashema. Who am I? Look at the Rashbam. The Bari Vashema, Bari Adif. Bari v'shema, Bari wins. V'shaini hacha, here it's different. You know why? Da safek atzmo ain yedeya. The safek doesn't know. In other words, Bari v'shema. What's the shema? The shema is, I don't know. V'ani yacha liton tainas vadai. He can't even tie in a vadai. V'safek, v'safek. It's a safek and a safek. I don't know, and you don't know. Nobody knows. V'hilkach uki mana b'cheskas morei. Aval ha'ach toein b'shvil ha'safek. But the brother who does know, then he has to chip in. Mana l'ach b'yedchem. Hilkach amulei lav b'al dvar b'did at. What do you have to do with us? In other words, I can't walk over to... This Yehuda walks over to Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. You owe him money. Right? You have to give your chelek to him. Who are you to cook? You're his attorney. Let him make his own claim. Since this guy doesn't say a word, this other brother. Yisachar doesn't say a word. Yehuda walks over. Guys, we have a new brother. Go share your Yerusha with him. That's not a case of Bari v'shema. That's a case. Your Yehuda are trying to be taina for this other person. Then we never say Bari v'shema, Bari Yadav. So the Baya really Bari v'shema, Bari Yadav. Here, not. Why not over here? Because you're claiming for somebody else. When you're claiming for a third party, who are you to claim for a third party? Let the third party claim, make his own claims. Let Yisachar go to Bezin and taina himself. He's not doing that. You're taining on his behalf. Who are you? We don't owe you anything. Okay? That's the answer. Now, Tosaf says, interesting, he says a whole thing over here in the Tosaf Abaya. He says, Rabbi Yehuda, the classic case of Bari v'shema is when an ox gores a cow, and then the baby, we come to the scene of the accident, it's a dead baby. And we don't know if the baby was dead because of this accident, or before the accident. We don't know. Right? We don't know when this baby happened. So that's a whole shaila. That's what Simcha says. Maman mutla savik kolkin. The Chacham said, no, mosim mechavir olvarai. The guy says, no, I'm sure. I'm a Bari. The other guy says, I have no idea. So what do we say over there? Rabbi Yehuda holds Bari v'shema lav Bari adif. But by a case of, I walk over there and say, you owe me $100. And you say, I don't know. I don't know. So the same Rabbi Yehuda holds Bari v'shema Bari adif. That the guy has to pay. Why? Bari beats Hashema. So what's the difference? How come by the case of the shor and the baby and the fetus, we say Bari v'shema lav Bari adif? And by the case of the law, we say Bari v'shema Bari adif. What's the difference? Because Rashbam points out, this machlokas of Bari v'shema is a running machlokas throughout Shas. So Rava pipes up, oh, now we have another one to throw into the pot. Says the Gemara, this one doesn't count. Right? Why doesn't it count? Because it's a different case. It's someone else claiming for someone else. But getting back to the issue of Bari v'shema, what's the difference? So Tosaf says it's a big difference. Bari v'shema, when I walk over to you and I say, you owe me money, how do you not know? How does a person not know? A person doesn't know who he borrows money from. It's an extremely weak shema. And the Bari is very strong. You owe me money. Nobody would have the chutzpah, says Tosfos, to walk over to somebody and say, you owe me money, if it wasn't true. What kind of chutzpah is that? Walk over to a total stranger, you owe me $1,000? That's a huge chutzpah, if it wasn't true. A. B. How does the guy not know? How does the guy not know? Bari v'shema, Bari wins. Case of the fetus? How do you know? I know it happened before. I know that this animal baby died because... How do you know? You weren't there. What kind of Bari is that? It's a very weak Bari. How do you know that? Well, you did DNA test. How do you know? And the Shema is a very strong Shema. So I don't know. I don't know when this baby died. But we got a call. There was an accident. We come to the scene. We see a dead fetus. How are we supposed to know? The Shema is a very strong Shema. The Bari is very weak. How do you know? So it depends on what the Shema is and what the Bari is. It's not so simple. Sometimes it depends. That's what Tosas talks about over there. That's all. Okay. Right? Depends. Next, Meiz Yachzu Nechasim Mekomen. Bari Rava, listen to this question. Shevach Sheshimchu Nechasim Me'elehen. The Shevach, so what do we say? If the Yisachar fellow dies, everybody inherits his property. Why? Because we're going to believe the brother Yehuda who said he's for sure his brother. So then all of a sudden everybody jumps on board. To get to Yerusha, everybody all of a sudden loves his brother Yehuda, because now this guy Yisachar was a millionaire. Everybody inherits. Right? Now, not only that, we said that let's say Yehuda, let's say the father died, Yaakov the father died, Yehuda had to give his portion to this Yisachar fellow. Now this Yisachar fellow died, they're going to inherit him back. So the question is, they're going to end up at Teiku. Do they inherit the Shevach that this brother made to the property? Okay? Does he improve the property? Do they inherit that improvement? So the Gemara says as follows. Shevach Shevach Nechassim Elei and Mahu. If it's Shevach that reached the shoulders, meaning the brother did work to improve the field, lo tibayla. Don't ask, that's for sure. Ki tibayla, ki d'chiyaf nafalam and chasim akam achardam. That's something that came out of left field. Of course you inherit that. Ki tibayla, b'shevach she'ena magia l'ksafim, ki go'n diklo v'olim, a tree that got bigger. The ara v'iska sirton, or land that developed some kind of fertilizer, that now is much better land. But that happened by itself. My, what's the halacha? Teiku. We don't have an answer for that question. Okay, next. The halacha is that a shchiv meirah can donate land, can donate anything, without writing it down in a shtar. Nobody else could do that. If I want to give you something, you have to make a kinyan. It has to be a kinyan. Either a shtar, handing it over, giving you the key, some kind of kinyan. A shchiv meirah, no kinyan. Why? It's a kula, the rabbanah made a kula for a shchiv meirah, so you shouldn't get all agitated. He wants to fulfill his wishes, and he's dying. And, oh, well, we need a kinyan to bring aid to the, guy. Come on. So we make ill, we don't want to die faster. So we make ill, no kinyana. Okay? Here's the following case. Misha Mace. A guy dies. Venimta's daitiki, kishura al yurecho. And there's a document on his thigh. Meaning, he's a document in his bed with him. He never gave the document. Never gave it. He wrote it, but he never gave it. Hareze eno klum. That document is worthless. Why? You can't give a document after you die. He never had a chance to deliver it. He never said anything. It's nothing. You don't even know it's his. Well, it's on his body. We assume. Let's say we know it's his. So what? However, zicha b'la'acher. If he gave it to somebody, b'emin ayarshim, b'en she'emin ayarshim, tvarav kayamim. Let's say he gave it to somebody. Somebody walked in the room. The maid walked in. Maid, here, this is for my son. That's enough. Or, this is for my neighbor. Right? Whatever, whoever it is. The yarish, not the yarish. Once he gave it to somebody, act of giving it over is considered enough as a kinyan. It might be good at kinyan any, even if it wasn't a shchiv meirah, for sure. Shchiv meirah, that works. Okay? That's not a hard Mishnah. Not hard. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, we'll try to do as much as we can, and then we'll resume tomorrow. There's no way to stop today anyway, because the whole thing flows until the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan. Ezu daitiki. What's a daitiki? Kal shekasav ba da tehei lemekam. Velihios. Whatever I write in this document, I want it to be true. In other words, da tehei, here, this, I'm writing a document, I'm giving away my following things to the following people. Vezihi matana. What's a matana? A matana is, kal shekasav ba mehayom ulaachar misa. I write something today, but I want it to take effect after misa. Tomorrow we'll discuss how that works. Ella, wait a minute. Mehayom ulaachar misa hi dahavi matana. From today and after misa, that's a matana. Me'achshav lo havi matana? What, I can't give you a present right now? Don't let Kabim al-Ach HaMisa? What does that mean? So the Gemara says, no. Amar Abayi, Hachik Amar. Ezihi Matanas Bari. What's a Matanas Bari? Shihi ke Matanas Shchiv Meirah. That's like a Matanas Shchiv Meirah. That is the same pattern. What does that mean? Delo Kani el-Ach HaMisa. That doesn't take effect till after Misa. Kol Shekasav Ba Meyom al-Ach HaMisa. Whenever you're writing it, Meyom al-Ach HaMisa. Right? How does that work? That's tomorrow's daf. How do you give something mehayom ul achar misa? How does that work? A shchiv meirah that gives something, it only takes effect after he dies. But we assume he's going to die in the next few days. Right? But how does a bari do that? That's tomorrow's daf. Yosef Rabba bar Rav Huna b'achsadra debei Rav. Rav Huna was sitting by the porch of Rav. V'yosef v'kar mashrei debei Yochanan. And he says to Rav Yochanan, shchiv meirah she'amar kisvu v'tnu mana l'ploni. If a shchiv meirah says, write a document that I want to give such and such to Ploni. So-and-so to Ploni. Umes. And then he dies. In Kosin Vinosnin. We don't do that for him. You know why? Why do you say that? To write a document and then give him the document? Just give him the money. Why'd you make it so complicated? A Shkibra doesn't have to do that. So you know what? If he didn't really want to give it to him so much. We don't know. Make a right, we'll get a document, to get the notary. Such a busy, you don't have to do all that. You're a Shkibra. Since he did all that, it's a little suspicious. Maybe he only wanted it to be done with a shtar. You know what? That doesn't work. Amalahu Rabbi Lazar is daruba. Be careful about that halacha. That's a very important halacha. If you write it down like that, if you say the shchira says write it down, sign it, and then deliver it, and he doesn't have a chance to deliver it before he dies, you don't write it. Why? Why do you go through all this trouble? He just could have said, I want to give $1 million to my neighbor. That would have worked. Since he does it with a document, it makes it worse. Why? Right, but with Maker for a Shechira, he doesn't have to do all that. So why did he do all that? He only wants it done this way. This way, and he can't. He's still alive. He died too fast. Rav Shizbi Amar Rav Elazar, Amra, V'Amar Rav Yochanan is Daruba, and Rav Yochanan also said, be very careful with this halacha. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Kavased, Rav Shizbi, Mistabra that the second version is correct. Well, just a technical thing. Yeah, Rav Shizbi Elazar, Amra, if Rav Elazar said it, it's Rav Yochanan, Latzud Yaled, Rav Elazar, what, the Rebbe's going to confirm that what the Talmud said? That doesn't make any sense. But it makes sense the other way that the Talmud says, yeah, but what my Rebbe said is very, very true. Okay, that's all. Alright. You know, we'll stop here. V'od. We'll stop here by V'od. And then we'll just write in the middle of the story and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.